Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Peace be with you. We talked about all these people who are around us and that we have to pay attention to who they are and what they are doing. Because our societies today are sometimes helping us, pushing us to neglect people around in our environment and around us. And we have to pay attention to every single human being on earth. And as we talked about the poor and we talked about the exploited people, in our modern societies, very often we are quick to neglect the people who are the eldest among us, the elder people who are not active. They are part of what we call passive citizens within the society. They are not from the active population. And the way we look at them is as if, because they are not bringing money, bringing jobs and work within the community and the society, they are helpless and they are useless. We have to change this. And this is the way we have to repair our understanding of what our societies are doing with the eldest people. That's a very important point in our tradition in Islam, as well as in all the other spiritual traditions. There is something which is essential in the way we deal with the elder people within our society. We need to show respect and to dignify their presence, because they may not have knowledge coming from books, but they have the knowledge coming from life. These life experiences that they have should be respected for what it is. And this is a way the tradition is kept in our societies. And it's exactly the same that we should do with the disabled people within our society. It's as if, because they are disabled and they don't have all their capacities as we look at it from a so-called normal viewpoint, that we are neglecting them because, once again, they are not part of the active population. And we look much more about profit and money, much more than experience, and much more about the spiritual meaning of their realities among us, because they are sending us a message. Not only we have to thank God, to thank Allah for who we are, with our age, with our situation, with our body, but at the same time, so we know that after thanking God for what we have, we need to give to them and pay attention to what they are and who they are and what they need. This is essential in our understanding of our living together within our societies. And to get rid of this capitalistic mindset and to come to the spiritual mindset, saying, as soon as there is life, you should pay respect and attention, and you should give, and especially towards the people who within our societies are neglected and sometimes really not dealt with dignity and humanity. This is the way our spiritual teaching are telling us to be with our brothers and sisters in humanity. And this is the only way for our societies to reconcile itself with what means to be dignified as human beings. Don't forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile.